Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Oh God, give me a reason. I'm down on trending me.
Is what today's episode is going to be called. I mean, we've used that before, but sometimes Jack didn't put the proper Boyz II Men swag on there. You know what I mean? Just to keep it up. Hi, it's time to talk trends. It's Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth, Lacey Mosley.
Yes, thank you. Happy Juneteenth, Miles Gray.
Yes, what a day. What a day, and all kinds of things are trending. This week has been, I think, we've had Chris D'Elia, Chris Masterson, or Danny Masterson, right? I forget all these.
Yeah,
one of them. Yeah, Danny Masterson, and now Ansel Elgort. There's this really disturbing account of sexual assault involving Ansel Elgort and a minor. And it's basically consuming a lot of, you know, the conversation right now. I think whether people are joking in bad taste or, you know, expressing their disgust, but yeah, this is a, just what a fucking dark, awful story.
Yeah, it's bad. I read it, and this poor girl, and I mean, if you want to seek out that information, I'm not personally going to say it on here because I don't want to trigger people, but if you want to seek out the story, you can. But this girl was 17, and it's crazy because obviously there's so much going on that we forgotten, but it's just like we have so many balls in the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me Too was this huge ball that we've had in the air for quite some time that, you know, still has so much work to do to be inclusive and not abusive towards women and men. But then we also have, you know, a pandemic. And then we got the race struggles and the anti-police, and then all these men are still coming. Like, police are still killing folks right now.
Yeah.
And also so many men are finally being accused after being their victims being suppressed, because in this story, Ansel was communicating with this girl that, like, you can't share anything about this because it could ruin my career.
Yeah.
You know, in the Danny story, it was that Scientology, big Scientology, coming out trying to suppress the victims by working with the LAPD to quiet them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's crazy.
Yeah, there's
and
a lot.
And Ansel has fans. He has a lot of young fans who are women. People loved him. He did that whole nude thing to raise money for charity and, like, yikes.
Yeah, can never. Like, yeah, and I think this is really just to another point of, like, yeah, we're dealing with white supremacy. We still need to deal with patriarchy and toxic masculinity. There's so many, but I think that's what, you know, this moment, I think it's striking a chord with so many people on so many levels that everyone feels there's a certain level of inequity out there and something has to get balanced out. So good luck to people involved with Ansel Elgort or any movies involved. I know they're like, I think he's supposed to be in West Side Story.
The PR offices are just in the tizzy. You want to know who's working overtime? It's PR people. Because one, they're out here. They're not going to be able to rehabilitate this. I'm sorry. It's just, that's crazy. Shout out to this young woman. I pray for her peace because it's definitely going to be, she's going to be dealing with trolls and a lot of people who are just horrible. But, you know, also PR firms have been out here trying to rehabilitate racism with weird videos.
And weird.
It's just like they are, I bet you if you work at any firm right now, you had ID, you just type in nonsense. Stop just sweat from the brow. Just like,
looking like that Jordan Peele thing, just pouring down your face.
They got Twitter alerts just on live stream, like, boop, boop. Oh no!
The other thing that's another thing that's trending is Tulsa, because obviously Trump will have his, you know, Klan rally there. And a lot of people are still really concerned about an indoor space with people screaming and cheering. Already with a group of people who, this is what'll be interesting. Don't like masks, but how many are going to go in there and be like, this is a little too wild for me. Like being in a big ass, like indoor space screaming, like nothing's wrong. Like I know there will be some people wearing masks, but I'm sure they'll probably get shamed by people like, what man, you ain't free? Oh, okay. Put your mask on. But the other thing that's really, the reason why Tulsa is also trending is that the Oklahoma Supreme Court denied a request. There was basically someone was trying to try and get the BOK Center, where the rally is taking place, to at least enforce coronavirus CDC recommendations for this rally, and they said no. And this is all while Oklahoma reported another record one-day total of new cases. So it's just there's the cognitive dissonance around this pandemic is so frightning. But I think for a lot of these shook, like white supremacists, like they feel like this is their time to be like, and we can show the world how many, you know, that we can get a couple thousand racists in one place. If you all can get 10,000, thousands of people out, we could probably blow this little arena out.
Right. And it's crazy because these people are going to take back whatever diseases they catch at this rally and just spread it all over the continental U.S. And I think I can finally talk about this, but this was this kind of stealth thing that was happening. And I don't know if people are aware, but for a while, I was getting messages that were from other people who were like, book seats at the Trump rally. And I'm in Los Angeles. And so they're like, book seats at the Trump rally with your name and register for these seats so that a lot of these seats will be empty.
Oh.
So there was a big onslaught of trolls being like, book seats.
Oh, that makes sense. But yeah either way, they're just going to be like, just everybody.
Yeah, they're going to fill it. And personally, I'm not interested in the optics of like, oh, there weren't as many racists there as they should have been. So I didn't do it. Also, because I didn't want Trump's campaign to have my information and start sending me personal messages, because that's what they do. But I did have people forward that to me like, book these seats.
use the email of a racist former classmate. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm like, what am I, 50 Cent? Like, and I'm like, trying to play the job.
This email has
game.
Already been registered with this site. You're like, of course it has. It's also really dangerous for the people who have to work at the arena who have nothing to do with Trump's agenda or ideology, who are also going to be at risk. And I can only imagine, you know, anybody who has to work at an arena probably doesn't have the greatest access to healthcare. But this is, you know, this is the cost of trolling people in Trump's America. Another thing that's trending, Gavin Newsom, because he has basically told the entire state of California, get your fucking masks on. Get your masks on and keep them on, you fucking idiots. The problem is we have so many rogue counties, LA included, who are just ignoring what the CDC guidelines are to just be like, yeah, all right, you know, I don't know. I know I'm fucking tired of not going out. So let's open up.
Right. And that, guys, like we said on the show, you know, restaurants, guys, not a safe space for you to be sit. Don't go anywhere and sit indoors for a long period of time. I know you got to get out.
Yeah.
I know you got to do things, but just don't do that.
Yeah. Don't be in. If you're going to do, please wear your, I don't even know. At this point, I think we're preaching to the choir, because I think most people listen to the show probably are, you know, aware enough or at least believe science. I think that's just the first level. It's like, do you fuck with science? Yes or no? Okay, good.
Personally, I don't. I'm beefing with science.
Right.
I got issues with science.
I got issues with science because I took this pill and my hair didn't grow back. Okay. Yeah. So what the
and
fuck?
And yes, I bought it at a gas station.
Yeah.
But what of it? Science.
Okay. All right. Let me know. And finally, Juneteenth is trending because yes, it is June 19th, which is already kind of a fucked up thing because it's really about how it took like over 2 years for the last slaves in Texas to find out that slavery was over. But again, this is no holiday is perfect when it comes to Black history.
Right. I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, Juneteenth was seen as kind of, at least in some Black communities, as a shameful kind of holiday. Because it's like, it took y'all 2 years to free us. Like, we were just illegally slaves.
Is it Galveston? Like, it was near Galveston where, I think that maybe the last group found out?
Yeah, because that's further south. That makes sense. But yeah, it was one of those things where it was like, oh, damn, we're celebrating the fact that, like, we ain't getting no telegram.
Right.
Then nobody rode up on a horse and was like, hey, what y'all doing over here? You're free. So for a long time, there was a lot of shame around it, too. And I feel like with this kind of resurgence of Black culture and Black acceptance and loving ourselves and learning our history, which we aren't taught in school, it's completely erased. And that's why a lot of people didn't even know about Tulsa and,
y'all see Watchmen? That was fake, right? At the beginning?
Right. Watchmen's the first time a lot of people heard about Tulsa. So it's like, now we're reclaiming it and it's fun to see everybody like in their black and their green and like, you know, drinking their red juices and having a good time again.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important too, given the last couple weeks, that there's at least something to celebrate, even though it's something dark as we are no longer in slavery. But that's the reality. And I just want to share something with everybody. I shared it with Lacey this morning for this Juneteenth. I got a legendary Black dad text from my father this morning. If you listen to yesterday's trending episode, which Beethoven was trending because people were like, Beethoven is Black and blah, blah, blah. And everybody was getting hyped on that. And my dad this morning sends me a text that goes like this. MJ told me Beethoven was Black in 1981. One parent was more. The MJ he's referring to is Michael Jackson. This man is saying Michael Jackson told me Beethoven was Black in 1981, which is the most like, okay, thank you, sir. They're like, don't believe me?
Black dad text.
Yeah.
Also, the fact your dad worked with so many amazing people and had such a dope-ass career.
Yeah, I mean,
also,
he did work with Michael, so I mean, that's very possible, but I like that he was like, yeah, man, he opened me up to that. That's facts.
Yo, it's Big Mac's facts. But you need to frame that. That's what I told you this morning. You need to frame that text. And
in 81, the thing that makes it is back in 1980. It's always when you add the date that's always like, yeah, I knew that back in 72. It's like, what? Okay, thank you.
That Beethoven who's like centuries dead, you knew he was Black in
1981. I like Beethoven that you said.
Beethoven, that's actually his name because he was Black. So they was calling him Beatty.
He's actually Zaytoven. The producer. Yes,
Zaytoven, A-Bay-Bay. These were his tags. They wrote them out of the actual, if you look at the sheet music, it used to say like Zay on that beat.
Pierre, you want to come out here? That's like, okay, everybody, thank you so much for joining us this week. Lacey, thanks so much for hosting this week. It's always, man, it's so dope to have you on, and we always have such a good time, and I think everybody else enjoyed it. I mean, this was a synergistic week, not even this week. I was blessed enough to go on Scam Goddess. That episode came out this week, so a lot of big Lacey and Miles energy out there. All right, well, everybody, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, do something kind for somebody. Hey, maybe do something kind for a Black person. And we love y'all. Take care of yourselves and be good. See you on Monday.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.